Nearly 400,000 Maryland students qualify for free or reduced-price lunches. That's about 45% of all students in our state. And many schools are now trying to expand the programs that provide those students with free breakfasts as well. WIPR's Jonna McCone has more.
The lunch program has been providing low-income students with free or reduced-price lunches since Harry Truman was president. But what's less well known is that Maryland and other states offer free breakfasts for those students as well. Michael J. Wilson is the director of Maryland Hunger Solutions.
Kids who haven't had breakfast aren't as good students. They act out more in school. They're not as good in paying attention.
Students who eat breakfast do better throughout the school day. But providing that first meal in a way that's accessible, especially for poor students, can be a challenge.
So the problem is if you only have breakfast in the cafeteria before the bell rings, so there's the stigma that only poor kids are coming and eating that breakfast. And if you miss the bus or your parents don't get you there, you got a long walk and you miss it, then you don't have access to breakfast.
Yet in the last school year, 18,000 more Maryland children got free or reduced breakfast at their schools than the year before. That's around 10% more low-income children. Part of that growth is because schools are adding breakfast options in the morning. At Bryant Woods Elementary School in Howard County, Lucy Aaron Gurin's third graders sit at their desks munching on cereal and drinking apple juice as they listen to the morning announcements. Howard County is one of the highest median incomes in the nation, though Bryant Woods Elementary is a Title I school, meaning it has a high concentration of poor families and receives additional federal funding. As the students get ready for first period, they share their thoughts on breakfast in the classroom.
You don't have to be hungry for like 2 hours or so.
Sitting in a classroom, I think it's kind of fun because we get to sit next to our friends and talk.
It keeps me energized before lunch.
More students are also participating in free meals at Bryant Woods because of a federally funded program called the Community Eligibility Provision. Michael J. Wilson of Maryland Hunger Solutions says the program reduces administrative costs because schools don't have to print, collect, process, and verify school meal applications.
If you have high percentages of kids who get free and reduced meals, the entire school or a group of schools or the entire school district is eligible.
He says it's simply more efficient to feed everyone at a high poverty school. So in Baltimore City, for example, where 85% of the kids are eligible for free and reduced meals, rather than have every student fill out an application, everyone eats for free. Bryant Woods Elementary is one of two schools in Howard County that's using the program, which, according to Brian Ralph, the school system's food and nutrition director, means
there's no overt identification when you come to the line in terms of having free meals.
The county also has a new point of sale system for every school.
A student can just punch their number in and the system identifies their eligibility. No one will know if the kid is paying, free, or reduced.
Despite the community eligibility provision and expanded breakfast options, only 65% of Maryland students who ate free or reduced price lunches last year also participated in the breakfast program. In counties like Calvert, Allegheny, and Dorchester, advocates are working to expand morning meal options. But at this school, teachers know their students are getting the most important meal of the day. I'm Jonna McCone, reporting in Columbia for 88.1 WYPR.